going to need. Yeah. Probably going to be more complicated.
Yeah, we had in cybersecurity, you adapt. So we're not necessarily creating new stuff. I mean, we're creating either malicious things or things to fix, but we're more on the fixing and adapting side.
From a teaching aspect, I mean, if things are always changing, I mean, how do you, like, where do you teach, like, the groundwork, like, the ground level?
So we have courses that cover the groundwork, because a lot of the fundamentals don't change.
Okay.
So we have classes that teach that fundamental, the fundamental grounds, and then cybersecurity goes on top, above and beyond.
Can you give me an example of what, like, a fundamental ground would be?
How devices talk to one another. It's called networking. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a phone in this room.
Mm-hmm.
It has a certain kind of cable. That cable's connected to the rest of the Cabrillo network. How does that phone work is very fundamental. Cybersecurity, malicious or not, use that same technology in order to communicate. So if you know how things work, then you know how to break or fix them.
Or how the data flows.
Yeah, right. How the data flows. How does it look like on the wire? How does it look like over the air?
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious to know, so when you were a kid, did you imagine yourself doing this kind of career?
No.
And what did you think you were going to be doing?
I delved around different things, like any other kid, not really knowing what you want to do. And by fifth grade, when I got my first computer, I knew it was something with computers.
Okay. So it was the computer that inspired you, right?
Yeah.
And then do you have any mentors or people who...
My high school teacher definitely got me underway, because at that high school, they taught computer repair and networking.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's...
Yeah, so at the time, ROP, but CTE yeah. was taught. Wow. It wasn't all academia.
What do you mean by that?
You know, like schools now are very, like, have to, four-year track, have to do academics yeah. only. Like,
no. Have to line up. And...
Right. They actually had that class,
mm-hmm.
how to repair a computer and how computers talk to one another.
I feel like we barely are having that now for some schools.
It's coming back.
Yeah.
It's coming back.
And it should have been, yeah. It needs
to. Yeah.
Right? Because yeah. mm-hmm. introducing kids at a younger age is just more, it's better.
Yeah. So... Right there, high school teacher, a couple college professors, and some industry folks.
If you could go back and do anything different, would you?
If I were to go back, I would get my education at a community college and not at a private school, because I'm still paying my student debt
really?
From that. Yeah.
Wow.
At the time, community colleges were not really advertising cybersecurity. The only ones who were like ITT Tech and DeVry, and I did not trust either. So I went with a private nonprofit. And I have a big debt to pay off.
A private nonprofit.
Yes.
And you are still paying off debt
yes.
from a nonprofit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, but the same exact content taught there is the stuff that I'm teaching here.
And you could do the first year for free at Cabrillo.
You could do the first year for free as a high school student. Yeah. So, economically, that's the number one thing I would do different.
Mm-hmm.
And then before you got in,